Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Elon Musk has announced Twitter's new CEO. It's Linda Yaccarino, the former advertising chief for NBC Universal. So here with us is Ian Scherer, who is a tech reporter and has covered Twitter and all things Silicon Valley over the years, and Andy Monet, a business optimization consultant. Both of you, thanks for being with us.
Of course, thanks for having us.
So, Ian, let me start with you. You know, there are some situations where you kind of look at it and you go, this is going to be trouble for the person who was hired because of cultural differences, perhaps because the person who did the hiring may not be all that conventional. I think that kind of describes Elon Musk. So is she being set up? So is she being set up to fail?
Well, you know, that's actually a really great question. It's something that a lot of people on Twitter, of course, have actually brought up, is this concern called the glass cliff, right? Essentially, where we've seen women put in charge of companies that are struggling. Think of Yahoo with Marissa Mayer, right? She came from Google. Ellen Powell over at Reddit. And even we had an example with Activision Blizzard, right, the video game maker. Jen O'Neill was brought in as the first female lead of that group after it had major sexual misconduct issues. So there is this trend that we see that women tend to be put in charge in these bad moments and they're essentially set up to fail. I think there's also this other question that we all have, which is, what is Elon Musk going to do, right? I mean, he owns the company. He's made it clear that it runs on his very whim. And having someone else who's supposedly has a higher title than him, at least organizationally, even though he's the owner, raises a lot of questions about how this is going to work.
Andy, after it was clear that she was going to be who Elon was naming, I kind of felt bad for her because already on Twitter it began, and out there on the web, the reactions from some quarters were, oh, somebody that Elon Musk wants to take over, we don't like her. And then from the far right side, they saw her connections to the World Economic Forum and said, oh, we don't like her. So she was getting it from both ends. Is she going to be able to overcome that?
You know, this is a really vague answer, but I think it really depends on her, right? I mean, we all have obstacles, and she is in a really big challenge right now, having to be the CEO of, Twitter. And I happen to believe that, going back to the question of, is she put in a bad spot? What I have found is two things. Either they're put in that place because they don't have any other choice and they might as well roll the dice, or they believe that maybe they need to think out of the box so that they can find somebody who might be able to actually champion this challenge and succeed in it.
You know, there's a part of me, Ian, actually either one of you wants to answer this, that kind of wonders whether or not we're all making too much out of Twitter. You know, people in showbiz use Twitter, people in the news organization use Twitter, but an awful lot of people don't use Twitter. So maybe, I guess my question is, why do we care?
That's a great question. Andy, do you want to go first?
No, go ahead, Ian.
So you know, I think the real answer I've always come back to is the influence that Twitter has on our culture, right? I mean, presidential politics happened on Twitter. It still does to some degree. A lot of the movers and shakers within the media world, entertainment, sports, they're all on there. And that's part of what has drawn a lot of people in the news world, like myself, onto Twitter, even though a lot of times we don't really enjoy it. But I think the key question that we're all watching for is, how long will Twitter's influence remain if, for example, Elon Musk continues chasing people off the platform, if people like Donald Trump say, you know what, I'm done with Twitter, all these other things. So I am curious to see how long it is worth it to talk about it. But there's very clear reason today still, unfortunately, for some of us to talk about it.
And Andy, given the problems with Twitter since Elon took it over, Ian mentioned chasing people off the platform. Is Linda Yaccarino going to be able to fix some of that? Do you think that she will be able to? And even if she's got some good plans to fix it, will Elon Musk let her?
I believe she can do it. I mean, in the sense of anybody being a new CEO, if she has a vision and a strategy and a plan to do it, and she sticks to her guns, I think that she can. But at the end of the day, it's the public who's going to decide if it's important, if it's an important platform or not. And I think personally that we have a long way to go before Twitter has any demise, if that's even a possibility. But as far as Elon's, I think, opinion about the way that she's going to run the company, that's her job, right? And not that Elon's not going to speak up, but they're going to have to deal with that new relationship together. And I think that she has the possibility of doing something great.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There are two very different philosophies, right, about how to run Twitter. One is that it needs to be like a publisher, a conventional publisher, and edit the copy that flows on Twitter on any given day. And if somebody posts something that's derogatory, defamatory, racist, sexist, you name it, that someone has to get rid of it. And then there appears to be Elon Musk's philosophy, which is, no, we're kind of like the telephone company. Anyone can say anything they want and let the information flow. How do you then fix it? And what exactly is it that you're fixing? Andy.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's going to be the public who decides. But from day to day, for the next year or two, I really believe that whatever, if they want to be, hey, we're going to say whatever we want, and maybe Miss Linda's going to say, no, we want to be a little bit more responsible. I mean, it's a moral responsibility to allow or not allow offensive things to be published, right? And so I think if Elon's going to push that button, it's going to probably not happen. I mean, it is going to be a rogue platform.
All right. We want to thank our guest. That was Andy Monet, a business optimization consultant. We also had Ian Scher with us, a tech reporter who is obviously covering Twitter.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.